Blog Talk Radio.
I'd like to say good morning to each and every one of you. This is Pastor Mike Peavy with the Golgotha Church of Christ. Excited about being up this morning. Prayer line, prayer time. We're broadcasting live on our Blog Talk Radio line, Fighting an Incarcerated Mind with the Incarnated Christ. We're also in collaboration with Armed and Dangerous Ministries on Good Morning, Your Majesty. And so just great to be in unity this morning and making sure that we reach out and touch the masses and maximize our commonalities so that we can minimize our differences. Amen, somebody. We always like to read a scripture. It's good to see Beach Show sent me a note this morning. Says, Doc, I'm out here. I'm on Facebook. I don't see you. You up this morning? Yes. Yeah, so thank you for the encouragement, my brother. We're getting started now. We had to move our cars and et cetera because we got street cleaning. There you are. I see you, Big Joe. Good morning, my brother. Love you, man. Sister Rhonda, good morning. Good to see you this morning. Hope you guys are doing well. Love you guys. God bless you. Appreciate you staying on top of me. I didn't see you this morning. Where you at, Big Joe said. Oh, it's good. We're looking for as we continue to lift one another up. We're going to start with Psalm 48. Start reading in Psalm 48. Allow God's word to penetrate our minds and our hearts to open us up this morning. And then we'll go into our prayers. Invocation, if you have any prayer requests, love you too. Amen. Says, love you. And have any prayer requests, then you can make sure to write them down, type them in, and we will make sure that we honor those accordingly. Again, if you would like to call in this morning, you can call in on 619-924-0767, 619-924-0767. Psalms 48. The Lord is great and highly praised in the city of our God. His holy mountain, rising splendidly, is the joy of the whole earth, Mount Zion. On the slopes of the north is the city of the great king. Let's pray for my son. Okay, we definitely will pray for it. My brother Yahshua. Yahshua, yes. God is known as a stronghold and its citadels. Look, the kings assembled. They advanced together. They looked and froze with fear. They fled in terror, trembling. Seized them there. Agony like that of a woman in labor as you wreck the ships of Tarshish with the east wind. Just as we heard, so we have seen in the city of Yahweh of hosts and the city of our God. God will establish it forever. God, within your temple, we contemplate your faithful love. Your name, God, like your praise, reaches to the ends of the earth. Your right hand is filled with justice. Mount Zion is glad. The towns of Judah rejoice because of your judgments. Go around Zion and circle it. Count its towers, note its ramparts, tour its citadels, so that you can tell a future generation, this God, our God, forever and ever, he will always lead us. Psalm 49. Hear this, all you peoples. Listen, all who inhabit the world, both low and high, rich and poor together. My mouth speaks wisdom. My heart's meditation brings understanding. I turn my ear to a proverb. I explain my riddle with a lyre. The lyre. Why should I fear in times of trouble? The iniquity of my foes surround me. They trust in their wealth and boast of their abundant riches. Yet these cannot redeem a person or pay his ransom to God. Since the price of redeeming him is too costly, one should forever live forever and not see the pit. For one can see that wise men die. Foolish and stupid men also pass away. Then they leave their wealth to others. Their graves are their eternal homes. From generation to generation, named estates after themselves, but despite his assets, man will not last. You might need to hear this morning. Don't put your trust in wealth. This is the way of those who are arrogant and of their followers who approve of their words, Selah. Like sheep, they are headed for Sheol. Death will shepherd them. The upright will rule over them in the morning, and their form will waste away in Sheol, far from their lofty abode. But God will redeem my life from the power of Sheol, for he will take me, Selah. Do not be afraid when a man gets rich, when the wealth of his house increases. Besides, he will take nothing at all. His wealth will not follow him down, though the praise is himself during his lifetime. And people praise you when you do well for yourself. He will go to the generation of his fathers. They will never see the light. A man with valuable possessions but without understanding is like the animals that perish. Psalm 50. Yahweh, the God of gods, speaks. He summons the earth from east to west. From Zion, the perfection appears in radiance. When he is silent, devour storm rages around him. On high, he summons heaven and earth in order to judge his people and gather my faithful ones to me. Those who made a covenant with me by sacrifice, the heavens proclaim his righteousness, for God is the judge. Listen, my people, and I will speak. I will testify against you, Israel. I am God, your God. Do not rebuke you. I do not rebuke you for your sacrifices or for your burnt offerings, which are continually before me. I will not accept a bull from your household or male goats from your pens, for every animal of the forest is mine. The cattle of the thousand hills, I know every bird of the mountains, and the creature of the field are mine. Creatures of the field are mine. If I were hungry, I would not tell you, for the world and everything in it is mine. Do I eat the flesh of bulls or drink the blood of goats? Sacrifice a thank offering to God and pay vows to the Most High. Pay your vows to the Most High. Call on me in the day of trouble. I will rescue you and you will honor me. But God says to the wicked, what right do you have to recite my statutes and to take my covenant on your lips? You hate instruction and you turn your backs on my words. When you see a thief, you make friends with him, and you associate with adulterers. You unleash your mouth for evil and harness your tongue for deceit. You sit maligning your brother, slandering your mother's son. You have done these things, and I kept silent. You thought I was just like you, but I will rebuke you and lay out the case before you. Understand this. You will forget God or tear you apart. and there will be no one to rescue you. Whoever sacrifices a thank offering honors me, and whoever orders his conduct, I will show him the salvation of God. Psalm 51. Be gracious to me, God, according to your faithful love. My rebellion. Wash away my guilt and cleanse me from my sin, for I am conscious of my rebellion, and my sin is always before me. Against you, you alone, I have sinned and done this evil in your sight. So you are right when you pass sentence. You are blameless when you judge. Indeed, I was guilty when I was born. I was sinful when my mother conceived me. Surely you desire integrity in the inner self, and you teach the wisdom deep within. Purify me with hyssop, and I will be clean. Wash me, and I will be whiter than snow. Let me hear joy and gladness. Let the bones you have crushed rejoice. Turn your face away from my sins and blot out all my guilt. God, create a clean heart for me and renew a steadfast spirit within me. Do not banish me from your presence or take your Holy Spirit from me. Restore the joy of your salvation to me and give me a willing spirit. Then I will teach the rebellious your way. Verse 13, then I will teach the rebellious your ways and sinners will return to you. Save me from the guilt of bloodshed, God, the God of my salvation, and my tongue will sing of your righteousness. Lord, open my lips and my mouth will declare your praise. You do not want a sacrifice, or I will give it. You are not pleased with a burnt offering. The sacrifice pleasing to God is a broken spirit. God, you who will not despise a broken and humbled heart. Somebody needs to hear that this morning. The sacrifice pleasing to God is a broken spirit. God, you will not despise a broken and humbled heart. In your good pleasure, cause Zion to prosper and build the walls of Jerusalem. Then you will delight in righteous sacrifices, whose burnt offerings, verse 19, then you will delight in righteous sacrifices, whole burnt offerings, then bulls will be offered on your altar. Psalm 52. Why brag about evil, you hero? God's faithful love is constant. Let a sharpened razor, your tongue, devises destruction. Oh, I knew that didn't sound right. Start again. Verse 1, Psalms 52. Why brag about evil, you hero? God's faithful love is constant. Like a sharpened razor, your tongue devises destruction, working treachery. You love evil instead of good, lying instead of speaking truthfully. Selah. You love any words that destroys your treacherous tongue. This is why God will bring you down forever. He will take you, ripping you out of your tent. He will uproot you from the land of the living, Selah. The righteous will look on with awe and will ridicule him. He is the man who would not make God, his refuge, but trusted in the abundance of his riches, taking refuge in his destructive behavior. But I am like a flourishing olive tree in the house of God. I trust in God's faithful love forever and ever. I will praise you forever for what you have done in the presence of your faithful love, in the presence of your faithful people, I will put my hope in your name, for it is good. Psalm 53. A fool says in his heart, God does not exist. Somebody needs to hear that this morning. A fool says in his heart, God does not exist. That's Psalm 53. That's straight out the Bible, verse 1. The fool says in his heart, God does not exist. They are corrupt and they do vile deeds. There is no one who does good. God looks down from heaven on the human race to see if there is one who is wise, one who seeks God. All have turned away. All alike have become corrupt. There is no one who does good, not even one. Will evildoers never understand? They consume my people as they consume bread. They do not call on God. Then they will be filled with terror like no other, because God will scatter the bones of those who besiege you. You will put them to shame, for God has rejected them. Oh, that Israel's deliverance would come from Zion. When God restores the fortunes of his people, Jacob will rejoice, Israel will be glad. Psalm 54, God, save me by your name and vindicate me by your might. God, hear my prayer. Listen to the words of my mouth. For strangers rise up against me, and violent men seek my life. They have nothing for God, Selah. God is my helper. The Lord is the sustainer of my life. He will repay my adversaries for their evil. Because of your faithfulness, annihilate them. I will sacrifice the freewill offering to you. I will praise your name, Yahweh, because it is good, for he has delivered me from every trouble, and my eye has looked down on my enemies. The last psalm today will be Psalm 55. Psalm 56 will be the last psalm today. Psalm 55, verse 1. God, listen to my prayer and do not ignore my plea for help. Pay attention to me and answer me. I am restless and in turmoil with my complaint. Because of the enemy's voice, because of the pressure of the weak, for they bring down a disaster on me and harass me in anger. My heart shudders within me. Terrors of death sweep over me. Fear and trembling grip me. Horror has overwhelmed me. I said, if only I had wings like a dove, I would fly away and find rest. How far away I would flee, I would stay in the wilderness. Selah. I would hurry to my shelter for the raging wind and the storm. From the raging wind and the storm, Lord, confuse and confound their speech, for I see violence and strife in the city. Day and night they make the rounds on its walls. Crime and trouble are within it. Destruction is inside it. Oppression and deceit never leave its marketplace. Now it is not an enemy who consults who. Now it is not an enemy who insults me, otherwise I could hear it. It is not a foe who rises up against me, otherwise I could hide from him. But it is you, a man who is my peer, my companion and good friend. We used to have close friendship. We walked with the crowd into the house of God. Let death take them by surprise. Let them go down to Sheol alive, because evil is in their homes and within them. But I call to God, and the Lord will save me. I complain and groan morning, noon, and night, and he hears my voice. Though many are against me, he will redeem me from the battle, from my battle unharmed. Somebody needs to hear this morning. Though many are against me, he will redeem me from my battle unharmed. God, the one enthroned from long ago, will hear and will humiliate them, Selah, because they do not change and do not fear God. My friend acts violently against those at peace with him. He violates his covenant. His buttery words are smooth, but war is in his heart. His words are softer than oil, but they are drawn swords. Cast your burden on the Lord, and he will sustain you. He will never allow the righteous to be shaken. God, you will bring them down to the pit of destruction. Men of bloodshed and treachery will not live out half their days, but I will trust in you. And the final psalm, Psalms 56. Be gracious to me, God, for man tramples. He fights and oppresses me all day long, not for me all the day. For many arrogant fight against me. When I am afraid, I will trust in you. In God, whose words I praise, in God I trust, I will not fear. What can man do to me? They twist my words all day long. All their thoughts against me are evil. They stir up strife, they lurk, they watch my steps while they wait to take my life. Will they escape in spite of such sin? God brings down the nations in wrath. You yourself have recorded my wanderings. Put my tears in your bottle. Put my tears in your bottle. Verse 8, you yourself have recorded my wanderings. Put my tears in your bottle. Are they not in your records? Then my enemy will retreat on the day when I call. This I know, God is for me. In God, whose word I praise, in the Lord, whose word I praise, in God I trust, I will not fear. What can man do to me? I am obligated by vows to you, God. I will make my thank offerings to you. For you delivered me from death, even my feet from stumbling, to walk before God in the light of life. We have read today's Psalm 56. May the Lord have the ears, verse of his word, each of our soul just planting the seed of God in our hearts this morning and thinking about the betrayal of a friend, call for God's protection. Now God vindicates us and helps us. Don't put your trust in wealth. God is the judge, a great judge. For beside him, there is no other. Let's go to God in prayer. Kind, righteous Father, in the sweet name of Jesus, Father, to you we give honor and praise today, thanking you the very best that we know how. Thanking you, Father, for being an awesome God. Thanking you for loving us and caring for us in the manner which you do and continuing to bring us through even difficult times, Father. We love you, Lord. We love you and we want to live a life that shows you how much we love you. Come to you this morning in regards to a few prayer requests and so thankful that you, as a sovereign God, allows us to approach your throne of grace. Come to you in regards to Big Joe Thomas. I ask you to be with Big Joe, strengthen him in ways he stands in need of. Give him the Midas Touch, as he teaches bass guitar and shares your word with youth, plants a seed with them that will grow like a tomato plant. Father, I'm asking you to continue to be with him and provide for him, that he be able to do things he needs to raise his son. And he's asking this morning for a special prayer, not just for himself, not just for those he teaches at the School of Rock and those friends and community that he finds himself in, spreading your word, but he's asking for a special prayer for us to pray for his son. He says, please pray for my son. Father, we know you know Joshua by name. We know you know him by DNA sample. We ask you, Father, to continue to be with him in whatever ways he stands in need of. Keep his mind centered on you. As Joe always says, that they are the God squad. And for a young man to understand, stay on God's side is so important. I ask you, Father, to strengthen him and bless him in ways he stands in need of as he goes to school and works on projects and continues to grow. Open up his mind that he will be a sponge to be able to take in the good and to be able to dispense and squeeze out what's bad. Father, I'm asking you to continue to be with Big Joe and continue to give him the ability to share generational information, stuff he got from his parents, good stuff he's gotten from years of experience to send down to his son, that his son also will be able to understand the blessings of him. And as time goes on and we leave here, expire, and he carries on, they remember the teachings of his father, the generational teachings. I ask you to bless him and keep the ways he stands in need of. Father, we come to you this morning also regardless to my sister Rhonda Hambrick. She's up this morning. I ask you to be with sis. Hope she's still keeping a smile and doing great things. It's good to see her this weekend. And Father, I ask you to continue to bless her and strengthen her as she continues to walk this walk of faith with you. Father, I ask you to continue to strengthen her, be with her children, be with her relationship with Leonard, help her to lead Leonard to the light. Father, I ask you to be with her sister Chris and Scooter, Mom Rennie, continue to bless them and keep them in ways they stand in need of, brothers Aaron, and all the brothers and sisters. I ask you, Father, continue to allow her to just be a shining light in sometimes dark places. She's a bright light on Latrobe, for I know, for I've been there. And she's a sponge. She's a spot where people come to you'd be fed or to be fed. And Father, I ask you to continue to allow her to have silver tongue, be able to share that people need to focus on you and turn to you. Just ask you to be with her through her work and we work, continue to strengthen her and bless her in the way she stands in need of, thanking you for the blessings and sending her a new car and just the ability to see her be able to get up and get around on her own. I was just rejoicing. Father, Sister Rhonda has been through a lot and she recognizes that all things work together for the good of them that love the Lord according to his purpose. So I ask you, Father, continue to be with her in her times of need. So, Father, we're asking you to, she's asking for strength where she falls weak. I ask you to keep her strong. And yesterday she asked for a prayer for her neighbors, the Belmers. Father, we ask you to be with them and strengthen them in ways you know they readily stand in need of. Coming to you today in regards to Sharon Baker. I ask you to bless Sharon, strengthen Sharon in ways you need of. Ask for prayer for himself, for his family, Sister Bowles and the Bowles family. Still asking for prayer for her father and her uncle, Ricky Saunders. I ask you to bless them and keep them in ways they stand in need of, whatever the situation is. Father, we know you know. We don't need to know. We know you know. And we're just praying. And you say, ask us to ask, and it shall be given. Seek, and we shall find. And knock at the door, it shall be opened unto you. So we're praying this morning. We're petitioning the throne of grace. It's on our list. And we're asking you, Father, to grant it accordingly. Praying for Preston Sellers this morning, because I'm finding out he's a relative. Amen, somebody. Pray for my sister-in-law, Alice Yancey, this morning. Ask to bless her and keep her where she stands in need of. We pray for Jonas Ross Jr. and his wife and their marriage ministry. Bless them and keep them in the way they stand in need of. Pray for Nick Conti this morning Connie Hunter this morning, Philip Henderson this morning. Praying also for Francine Sneed this morning and Stowe Foley. Ask you to bless them and keep them in powerful ways, Father. Continue to strengthen them in ways that they stand in need of and continue to lift them up as they share your love and your word, either through social media or just face-to-face with others. Father, ask you to bless them and keep them. Praying for LaWanda Denise Terrellman Donnell, Nash Esther, Peggy Busby White, and Michelle Jordan. Father, ask you to be with them and strengthen them accordingly. Praying for Vanessa Edwards Jones. Ask us to pray for a family from the Harvey Church family. Father, look in on them. Send them some extra TLC. Carmen Winters this morning, we're praying for her. And we're also praying for Justina Giggers. Ask you to bless them in the 87th Street congregation, Brother Eddie Jones Sr., Brother William Jones Sr., Brother William Eddie Jones Jr., and his wife Deborah. Praying for Denise Southwick Rose. Ask you to bless her and keep her. Strengthen her way she stands in need of, as well as Sister Turner, Gladys Gardner Turner, Brother Turner in the Monroe Street congregation. Strengthen them accordingly. Pat Haynes Ford, Bishop D. Thaddeus Anderson, will ask you to be with them. Mom Linda, ask you to strengthen her and bless her in ways she stands in need of. Father, continue to keep her moving and keep it encouraging on Facebook as she's sending out some powerful stuff recently. She always has, but she seems like it's more targeted this time. And it's making a lot of sense. I'm asking you to bless her, keep her health strong and our minds sharp. Praying for Angie and for little Deja. Also praying for Patrick and Jazz and their little ones. Bless them and keep them in ways they stand in need of. Praying for the brothers, Skirky and Felix and Paul and Irv. Ask you to bless them and keep them in ways they readily stand in need of. Praying for Ruth Rye this morning and for Jola Upchurch this morning and Dwayne Anderson. Be with Brother Dwayne in the ways he stands in need of as he's taking over the ministry for his dad. Continue to bless that ministry and it will flourish in the Springfield area and bring many souls out of darkness into the marvelous light. Praying for John Thomas and Pookie Thomas and Thomas family this morning. Sister Dolores Stewart Johnson. My wife's roommate, old roommate, Southwestern, her husband, Greg, bless them and keep them in ways they readily stand in need of. Pam and Richard Potts and Emma Lee, bless them and keep them in the ways they stand in need of. Rosalind Redmond, Mary Myers Love, Spirit Man, Vincent Mahan, and his wife, bless them and keep them. Praying for Dante and the entire congregation over there at New Maywood under the leadership of Neil Lopez and Sister Lopez, bless them and keep them. Praying for Sister Dolores Gant, bless her and keep her away. She stands in need of. Praying for Lawrence Sims II, for his sister, praying for his mother, Mom Sims, as well as Brother Sims. Bless them and keep them away. They readily stand in need of. Praying for Mom Lugo and Pop Lugo, for Tito and for Mark and for Robin and for Michael. Praying for the entire Lugo family. Bless them to keep them and strengthen them ways they readily stand in need of to continue to encourage. Father, praying for my Aunt Sandra and my Aunt Tanya and their families accordingly. Praying for Janet Williams and Katrina Casey and Jeanette Nunnery and Donald Mendenhall and Terry Hendrickson. Ask you to bless them and keep them in ways they stand in need of. Praying for James Gant and the Gant family and his wife Alicia. Bless her and keep them. Praying for James Finley and Catherine and his wife. Praying for Phyllis Brown, for Catherine Lewis, Cousin Lachelle Brown, and Gerard, her husband, and their children accordingly. Praying for James Robinson and Paula Saunders. Praying for Lisa July, Mom Doris Arnold, and for John Fitzgerald Austin. Bless them and keep them under Russell Pointer. Out there, his relative was a pointer out there in the Minneapolis area. Praying for Connie and Woody Hunt this morning. and the entire congregation, Don and Wally's pastor, Wally's wife, and Don's wife, and then all of them at the Displays Church of Christ, praying for them, Woody and his health as he continues to roll on, stay strong. Praying for Donna Morrison this morning, and for Mama Dolores Jordan, bless her and keep her, nothing in her way she stands in need of. Praying for Zane Gilliam, our friend Zane Gilliam, this morning. I should be with her health, and her husband Roger, continue to be with them, strengthen them. Zane, I know, is going through some health situations now herself. We're asking you to continue to be with her and strengthen them. They just stand in need of. We have here Rosalind Redmond. Good morning, Brother Peavy. May God continue to bless you. Good morning, sis. Ask you to be with Sister Redmond. Sister Rosalind Redmond is up with us this morning, Father, and ask you to bless her and keep her where she stands in need of. Be with her family. Be with the things that she does. Give her that Midas touch to continue to share your golden word with other people and to be an example, even on this day, that it will make a difference in someone else's heart. Someone who has a frown, let them turn that frown upside down and learn to smile. Understand what real joy is about you, Father. Praying this morning for a good friend of mine, Joy, Roy Joseph Chubby Carrier, and the Bayou Swamp Band. I ask you to bless them and keep them as they continue to share his article and the music of his father and the music of their heritage. Is also his brother Troy. We call him Dickie Dew and his article crew. Bless them and keep them in ways they stand in need of too, Father. Give them all traveling grace, but also give them centeredness. Praying for Chubby and his wife and for his daughter and for his family. It's just good to see that. It's only good to see family life, even though you know the stage life as well. Praying for Jonathan Cartagena. There you go. Jonathan Cartagena and Clarita Morgan and the Morgan family. A good friend, Jim and Becky Hastings, bless them to keep them the way they stand in need of. The Leach family, Carol Wadley Leach and Edward Leach Jr. And their youngins, bless them to keep them the way they stand in need of. Always praying for Pop Leach, Edward Leach Sr. and Mom Leach and the Austin congregation. Bless them to keep them the way they stand in need of. Special prayer for my cousin Daryl and his wife Jody, newlyweds. Bless them to keep them the way they stand in need of. I'll be with Minister Wilbur Cook today, Father, as he works down in the county building, but also works in community. I'll be with his ministry that it will continue to grow stronger and continue to move forward. Amen, sis. Praying for Cheryl Gillian this morning and for Melanie Brown and nephew Julian Brown and his wife. Continue to bless them. They're newlyweds as well. Bless them and keep them in ways they stand in need of. Stay strong, stay steadfast, unmovable, always abounding in the word of God. Praying for my sisters, Phyllis and Lois, two twins that have a good birthday coming up. I ask you, Father, to continue to bless them and keep them in the ways they readily stand in need of. Praying for Steve Bell and the entire Bell family, Tyson Bell. I saw some great things from him, Tyson Bell Harrington. Ask you to continue to be Harrison, I think, and bless him to keep him. He continues to go forward. The brother James and the brother Lurie, as they've taken over the gauntlet for their father, Kerry, who was a great man, very, very encouraging with me. Ask you to continue to bless him and keep them in the ways they stand in need of as they continue to move forward and pray that their album goes well, that they produce will sell many copies and will continue to fortify their position in the blues. Praying for my brother from another mother, Luke Miles Sr., lovely wife Kim, continue to bless them and keep them where they stand in need of. All the children and their praying for them and their children alone and all there and for their households accordingly. Luke Jr., songster extraordinaire, Johnny, bassman, praying for Isaiah. They're doing a marvelous job. For Jeremiah, bless him and keep him. They're also doing a wonderful job. Ivory, strengthen them and bless them in ways they stand in need of. And all the relatives and cousins thereby. Praying for James Mitchell Skates, who's in town with us Now, I ask you to bless him and keep him and strengthen him. It's good to see his pictures with his mother, and that she's still holding on. It's behind him, deep roots. I ask you to continue to bless him and keep him accordingly. Praying for Elnora Peavy, Daniel Zepeda, and Jody Aldini Zepeda this morning. Bless them and keep them in ways they stand in need of. Praying for Alvin Davis and Audrey Hogstead, Portia Thompson, and Leanne Johnson this morning. I ask you to bless them and keep them the way they stand in need of. George and Margie Shade, be with their ministry down in the Des Moines area. Father, continue to bless them. The Shade family's been part of our Alvin family for years. My mother Shade used to cut my mother, she used to do my mother Carmel Ozzie's hair. I ask you just to bless them and keep them in ways they really stand in need of. Praying for the Virgo Queen and Daryl DeBerry and Andre Marshall and his family. Be with health of them and continue to strengthen them. Special TLC for Brother Marshall. I ask you to continue to help him as he recovers and gets his strength back. I know what that's like. It's a journey. It's not a sprint. It's a journey of a marathon. So I'm asking you, Father, to be with him. I'm praying for Elizabeth Williams today. Cuz Eugene Carter, be with him, the work that he's doing in Mississippi. Eddie Lee Brown and Sarah Edwards, Sharon Vasquez, and Brenda Butler. Bless them to keep them. Way they stand in need of for Craig or Sean Dean and the entire Dean family. Bless them accordingly. Lashinda McClendon. My brother, D.C. Williams, be with him and strengthen him. What does he stand in need of? His wife, Tonya. D.C. just recently had shoulder surgery, and so the process of recovery is about 6 weeks before he can start therapy. So, Father, we're asking you to be with him, strengthen him in ways, you know, he readily stands in need of, comfort him in his times of difficulty. Have him be consistent so that he can get great results. Praying for Brenda Gotchett this morning, and I'm still praying for the 6 new souls, new babes in Christ, who are baptized in the Mizzetti Church of Christ. Praying for Melvin Smith that his tour will continue to go well. I'm bringing home safe and sound. Darlene Shaw and Eddie Van Shaw and Mom Shaw, continue to bless them and keep them and give them the provision, continue to take care of their mother. Praying for Carl Davis this morning and Big Pun, Andrew McCautry. I want to say happy birthday to Buddy Guy, George Buddy Guy. I ask you to bless him and keep him in ways he stands in need of. At 83 years old, still an ambassador, keeping the blues alive. Father, I ask you just to continue to give him a long life and to understand that he's in a position to help many youth and also to keep some things going and heritage and et cetera. Come a long way from Mississippi. And I ask you to continue to bless him and keep him in the ways he stands in need of. Praying for Grace Robinson and for Floyd Barnes and his sister this morning. Bless them and keep them where they stand in need of them. Help to grant them the grant they need to keep the Christian Service Center going, which houses the Austin Church of Christ and summer camp youth programs. Father, we're praying that it continues to go well, continues to move forward. Still praying for the Flowers family and the death of my friend and my brother in Christ, Paul Flowers, praying for Wanda and his and her children, Shaky and the boys. Continue to bless them and keep them, the grandchildren. Bless them and keep them in the way they stand in need of. Praying for Sister Griffin, who lost 5 family members in a car accident. We're still praying for them. Ask you to bless them and keep them. Brother and Sister Gillis, Eddie Gillis and the 51st Street Southwest Congregation. Bless them and keep them. Patrick and Deidre English and Percy Hope. Those that are working beside him, holding up his hands, bless them and keep them accordingly. Praying for Christella Jones and Mike Wheeler and his wife, Jeannie. Praying for the Mike Wheeler band, bless them and keep them in where they stand in need of, as well as my good friend Will Crosby. Is doing a great job with the B.B. King band and Tito Jackson. Bless them and keep them accordingly. Praying for Edwin Edwards and Ishmael this morning, Herb Walker and his wife, Susie, who's working with the Bud Billiken Parade. Father, we pray that it will be another great year and that it will go off without a hitch. Praying for Janice Southwick, Rose at the Graduate, James Finley. Should be with him and his wife. Bless him to keep them. We just stand in need of. Still praying for Melissa Burrell, I don't know if she's still at Methodist Hospital. Father, we ask you to be with her and strengthen her way she stands in need of. Praying for my friend Maurice Gardner, his wife Susan, bless them, keep them and all the kids accordingly. And then special prayer for my brother from another mother, Art Rabine, cousin Marcy, who has lost his father, and the family there, his brother and his sister, and et cetera, and all the many lives that were touched. He was a father figure to a lot of us. And, you know, back in Des Moines, one dad was not just dad of one, but was a dad of many. And they spoke to all the youth. And so I've had interactions with him as well. And just my life is better because of talking with him. And so I ask you, Father, to continue to bless him and keep him and strengthen him in ways they stand in need of and be with Art during this time now that the fanfare is over and the body has been placed. Father, and just give him a time to grieve. I know he's a tough cookie, but he also needs time to grieve and get himself together as he continues to take care of the business and move forward, as he always does. Bless him and keep him in his many talents and in his many ministries, and praying that I know in this, and Marcy are going to be going out for a convention. Pray that they get there and come back safe and sound, and hopefully around the 24th of next month we'll be there in Des Moines and be able to spend time with them, encouraging them as well. Pray for Janet Moss this morning and Millicent McGraw. McGrew, we ask you to bless them and keep them in ways they stand in need of. Pray for Sheila Thomas and the Lawndale congregation. Bless them and keep them accordingly. Randy Cole Sims and his wife, I ask you to bless her and keep her and bless that congregation and the work that he does, even through radio. Bless them and keep them accordingly. Pray for Carla Dawson and Tanika Mac Manning and the children. Pray for my good friend Dennis Mann. I should bless him and keep him in the way he stands in need of. Pray for Chrissy Weston and Janice Carter, Beattie Pruitt, Paula Schmidt, Paula Marie Schmidt, Mary Barden, Robert Openick, and Robin Bryant. Father, I ask you to look in on them and help them this morning and strengthen them in ways they stand in need of. Special prayer for Cheryl Paul and Jay Miles, Michelle Jordan and Roe Collins, Mom Gigi. Continue to bless them and keep them in the Brookfield congregation under the leadership of Barry Johnson. Father, we ask you to be with Tanya Wesby and Bonisa Owens and Gerald and Michelle McClendon. Bless them and keep them in the work that they're doing. And Marcella Winters, and Ernest Lemon and Tyra Lemon and Gant family. Bless them and keep them accordingly. Praying for his mother always. I call her Mom Peggy. She's the Aretha Franklin Church of Christ. Bless her and keep her in her winning days. Praying for Linnea Jacobson and Brother Q. Davis and Pastor Liz Porter Wade. I ask you to strengthen them all and bless them in ways they stand in need of. Father, don't want to be remiss when I come to you in regards to my cousins and near and dear and close and far. Praying also for my brothers, Tyrone and Darnell and Damian and Mo. Glad to see Mo back camp and take out one hat and back working and building another. So Father, give him some rest somewhere in there so he can recharge his battery. But he does some great work and ask you to continue to strengthen him as he takes mom as well. And we get her back and forth to the doctor and see how she's doing. I believe she's doing very well. So Father, I ask you to strengthen him and bless him. My sisters, Shanice and Shawan. Praying for my daughters, Nicole and Juanita. Father, I just want to thank you. I just want to thank you. Chance to talk to my daughter yesterday, and her birthday is here on Saturday the 2nd. Her birthday is on Friday the 2nd, but they're having a party for her on Saturday the 3rd. And me and my wife got invited over there, and so we're going to probably try to get through there for maybe an hour or so and just show her face. And then Father, I'm praying that whatever the boundary is or whatever the partition that is creeped up in, Father, we can tear that thing down and get back to a state of normalcy. I just thank you. I just thank you so very much for answered prayer. Praying this morning for Sister Bonnie, as you bless her and keep her in the way she stands in need of. Sisters Lois and Phyllis and their children accordingly, Buddy and Larry, their children, Michelle and Jimmy, their kids as well. Continue to bless them and keep them in ways that they readily stand in need of. Father, praying for my wife this morning as she's getting ready to go to work. Give her traveling grace there and back and safety there and back. And thank you for the gym. I should continue to be with her, be with us as we continue to grow in grace, and continue to communicate with one another and represent you well, Father. Her prayer is that we will have a building for the Golgotha congregation. Father, I don't know if that's what you have in the cards for us, but if it is, we just ask you, Father, to continue to bring provision accordingly that we'll be able to do your will in your way. Father, we love you. We adore you. We thank you for this opportunity to approach the throne of grace today. And I want to pray for my mother. Continue to help her be strong. Continue to keep her on the path she's on as she continues to encourage so many people and do great work. Father, the work cannot be overlooked. For you say your works do follow you. So we're just so thankful for that, Father, and ask you to continue to bless her and keep her on this day. And as we close out this prayer, Father, if there's any that I've missed, we ask the Holy Spirit to fill it in, that you may grant that accordingly. Correct us when we're wrong, build us up when we're weak, and strengthen us when we're torn down. Father, this is our prayer this morning in Jesus' name. Let us humbly say amen, amen, and amen again. Do something for somebody today. I can't repay you for it. In Jesus Christ's name, crucified. We'll see you tomorrow at 6 a.m. For good news you can use. And good morning, Your Majesty. Good night.